Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. A little analysis on Saturday's game on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing fine. Just heard you talking about, obviously, the topic when you have a game go that way, as everybody says, it just got too conservative in the fourth quarter. And you were right, Mark, when you started reeling off names of people who weren't there. I think that had a significant impact on it. We didn't even realize, for example, if Bradley Vierling had a concussion. You already had Josh Eames hurt. You had Brian Stamper hurt. And Brian came back out there and tried to play with the injury he had. And then Bradley Vierling had a concussion. So you're missing about half of your offensive line. You're missing your arguably two top receivers. Certainly you're missing Jared Hawkins, who did not play because of the concussion from a week ago, who certainly would have been a help in a number of situations. But still, you know, I think a lot of people look at it and say, but you've still got to, at times, take a chance. And, like you said, if it works out, you're a genius. If it doesn't, you're second-guessed, and so that's what they're dealing with.
And the other thing here, too, is, Joe, and I don't defend Ted Kaine because I disagree with the way he called the plays, you know, down the stretch. You can't have three straight three and outs in the fourth quarter for 16 total yards. I understand what he called in the fourth quarter was working for much of the game.
Right.
But in as much as you're missing two receivers, if you've got two banged-up linemen, you got to adjust in that manner as well, and it might have affected their protection schemes and something like that. But I'll tell you what, boy, the second-guessers are going to have a field day. I'm not smart enough to tell you just exactly what he should have done, but it sure didn't look good from a viewer's perspective.
Oh, there's no doubt it looked like they kind of went into a shell a little bit. I know Tennessee changed a lot of things defensively. I heard Phillip talking after the game a bit about basically trying to man up on the receivers and just pack the box in and take a chance that way, and it paid off for them in that regard. That's where I guess if you had more of your receivers or more of your top receivers, you might take some chances in that regard. You know, the other, I was thinking about it too, if you're up 24-9 and you throw the football and you get intercepted and the same thing happens.
Yep.
The game ends up this way. People are screaming, why are you throwing the ball? You know,
so why don't you keep it on the ground and be conservative?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the nature of the beast, I guess. And you know what disappointed me was, I honestly thought that when DJ brought that kickoff back down one and brought it back the way he did, I thought we were going to win the game. I had a feeling that was going to be the big play. And then if you remember, they actually lost yardage on first down. Ended up having to make a 49-yard attempt when if he kicked exactly the same kick from 40 yards, he probably would have made it. You know, it just curled at the end, and I was disappointed they didn't get a little more yardage for him there. And you know, if you go back and look at the kick return, Thomas Welch is running interference for DJ, and Thomas gets his helmet ripped off by a defender, and there's no flag. That would have been 15 more probably, and then you're talking about much more of a chip shot field goal. But you know, that's kind of the way it goes.
Here's the unfortunate thing about all of this is that Vanderbilt goes down to Knoxville, and we talked about this all week. Kevin and I broke this thing down, you know, right to its barest essence, and that is we all thought that Vanderbilt was going to the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yep.
Tennessee had everything to gain by this. Vanderbilt had a lot to gain. But for three quarters, they totally dominate them, and they get no reward out of that. And that's frustrating, and it's tough because suddenly your coaching staff and your program gets the rap of being now able to stay on the field, you know, go the distance with a good team, but
yeah,
they can't finish the deal. And that's a tough rap to carry.
Well, it's hard when you get this far in the season and you look back at Georgia and Kentucky and now Tennessee and go, what if? Because you're right there. And you come 0-3 in those. You know, those really hurt. Now, you have to throw in the South Carolina game, too, in the mix and say, well, they did finish that deal on the road. But, yeah, you're right. It's a lot harder. We talk about it a lot, especially people who have been around a long time. You remember how much it hurt to just get blown out of games and have no chance. It hurts more now to be that close. And I guess that's what they all deal with. And, you know, Wake Forest coming in here, they've got a chance to get their eighth win. They certainly have. They're going to a bowl. It's just a question of which one. They can help themselves in that regard. So that's their motivation. Vanderbilt, you know, six wins probably won't be enough to get to a bowl, although there are still some scenarios where it could happen. Just getting to six and getting a 500 record would, I think, be a strong accomplishment for this team. If they don't, they're going to feel like it was a letdown of a season.
Hey, Joe, real quick before we let you go, any update on some of the injured guys, including Earl Bennett?
Earl is, they said Earl is coming along, but he's very sore, and they don't know how long that's going to linger. So I would imagine he won't see much action on the practice field, certainly tomorrow. Hopefully by Wednesday he can get out and move around a little bit. Bradley, they're going to watch with a concussion. Sean Walker had that high ankle sprain, and I hate those. Those are almost worse than breaks at times. They take so long to heal. So I would say he is questionable for Saturday at best.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys, take care.